I'm on the phone with Lisa Faye Kootley, one of several authors who are featured in Here, Women Writing About Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Lisa is going to be one of several authors featured this coming Sunday at the Falling Rock Cafe and Bookstore in Munising. Lisa, thanks for spending some time with me on the phone here.
Thanks for having me, Stan.
It's pretty exciting to be part of a compilation like this, isn't it?
It really is, and I haven't read with and or heard these other women read, and I'm excited about this particular anthology, the voices that Ron has gathered into this one collection. It's a different kind of diversity while also maintaining a common thread and a common love of place. So I think it's doing something a little bit different. And so this particular UP book tour this year highlights something a little bit different than past summers. People of really varying ages and life experiences and different voices, different approaches to literature, so that it's a really connected yet diverse text. It's really interesting in that way.
Of course, you have at least one piece that's in that anthology. Do you have more than one?
There are two poems.
Okay.
My Lake, which is my standby poem reading in the UP, of course, because it is a tribute to Lake Superior and personifies the lake, and also Arata, which is the title poem of my forthcoming book.
Oh, speaking of which, that's coming out in a couple of months, isn't it?
It's slated for September, yes. It's so exciting, a little bit terrifying, but mostly exciting, yes.
What is the general content and subject matter for Arata?
Arata is about, I guess, in one word, loss. It's about a daughter and a mother, same speaker, but at once, at one part of the book, from the perspective of a daughter, and later from the perspective of a mother, dealing with a legacy of abuse, loss of parents, loss of the self. It's not a really uplifting book, Stan, but it's a lyrically driven, image-driven book that makes a journey internally and externally. Both this speaker makes a journey, a personal journey, and also a physical journey from water to desert and ideally back again in some ways.
It sounds like a personal narrative in the form of poetry and prose.
It is in this way the typical first book, that these are, I would say, my heart poems.
Oh, putting it all out there right off the bat.
It is certainly rooted in autobiography, but ventures very deeply into the territory of fiction. So while I very often begin in some kind of truth, it moves into imaginative and dark, lying territory.
Well, you have to start somewhere. And as I always say, write what you know. And,
right.
You know, your own experiences are your best foundation for anything you put on paper, as a rule, anyway.
Sure, and I think whatever it is that feels most urgent to you is the thing that needs to be written. And each and every one of the poems in this particular book were begging to be written in a particular way. I think, if nothing else, there's certainly a sense of urgency in the book.
Has it helped in your healing process?
Gosh, I don't know. I sometimes, and I can't remember right now, I think it's Patricia Hampel who said something along the lines of that once you write about an experience, the experience becomes a different experience. You change the memory, you change the reality of it in your mind. And I think in some ways, beginning in some kind of truth and pushing it into a dark, imaginative, fictional territory changes the reality of what was in some way. So I'm not sure if it's healing or looking at it in a new way.
Let's go back to your submissions for the book Here, for that compilation.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share the other poem that was selected by Ron Reike for this anthology, the one about Lake Superior?
My Lake. My lake has many rooms, and one, which is red, with a door that's always open, but chained. My lake owns boxing gloves. She owns lingerie. She can swing. She can cha-cha. She can salsa and tap, but refuses the simple slow dance. My lake learned early to rest the needle without a scratch. She has been classically trained in lovemaking. When she wants to ride a roller coaster, she does it alone. When she lets her hair down, men go blind. My lake doesn't take any shit. She wears stilettos in ice storms, does crosswords in pen. She eats red meat. Her porch needs painting. Her flowers need weeding. But my lake reads palms in 12 different languages. If my lake puts her hand to your chest, she decides. At times, whole days can pass when she won't let anyone near her. She freezes just before she murders her own shore. It's been years, and still my lake won't name the delicate sound of ice taking, then brushing away. She might say it's the train of a wedding dress or the rain falling on a glass slipper. There are times she sees the grace of two loons gliding, their bodies a duet over breaking water, and she slows herself. She makes a cradle.
My Lake, read by its author, Lisa Faye Cootley. Is there something else you'd like to share with us?
I'll share one of the newer poems in the book and maybe a sort of a compliment to My Lake. I just need to preface that pyrocumulonimbus cloud is, of course, what it sounds like. It's a storm fire cloud. And this happens in nature. Of course, men can create them, but it happens in nature, say, a wildfire. If the conditions are right, the fire can jump from the forest, make its own cloud. And that cloud can produce thunder and lightning and hail and things. And if the conditions are really rare and really right, the cloud can produce rain and potentially put itself out or put out the fire from which it came. So this is using the pyrocumulonimbus cloud. Self-portrait as pyrocumulonimbus. Don't ask me why men want from this peculiar pulse, skipping cul-de-sacs and riverbeds. I eat like a woman, ravenous, until the forest is a field, standing black with javelins. I catapult into clear sky. Because God loosed me from that better wound, braiding anger up my spine, and between ground and cloud bellowed the flame they crave. They say destruction, as if they don't want to follow. Don't study how I hover above them, cracking my ribs apart, peeling lightning from my thighs. They pray for my unruly heart. May it be their weapon. They misunderstand. My desire is air, threading vengeance into the dress I'd wear if I woke each morning in a bed half slept in. But I don't sleep. I wander. I err. I lunge into ductwork and become the bedroom, the porch swing, the yellow grass around the concrete gear. I keep hoping for a day when burn won't breed ash and we can return home, devoured by hunger neither mine nor theirs. But fear unleashed refuses to chain. The fruit is my miracle, is my palm, is my water effacing the blaze. I would surrender my mouth to rain if they didn't beg from me the bite bruise on both shoulders again, again.
Wow. That was... I'm thinking about that phenomenon of the cloud, and I hear these metaphors for it in in the way you write that poetry. And it's quite a great way of imagining that cloud becoming, I guess, lifelike. And that's in that poem. Very, very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to be joining several other authors this coming Sunday from noon to 2 at the Falling Rock Cafe and Bookstore, such authors as Sue Harrison, Barbara Henning, and Allison Swan, both as a presenter and a listener. As you mentioned, these are people that you're not as familiar with and are going to get a chance to absorb some of their work as well as present some of your own. I imagine that is one of the best benefits of being in a tour of this kind.
It really is. It's just really nice in general, to hear other readers or other writers read their work, and also to get to know them in a few different settings. You know, especially we have this common love of place and language. So always nice to hear new work and meet new writers.
Lisa, thank you very much for being a part of our discussions about these tours and stops along the way to promote Ron Reike's compilation called Here, Women Writing About Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And congratulations on your upcoming book, Errata. Where is it being published, by the way?
Southern Illinois University Press.
All right. And hopefully available by fall, right?
It should be in September. You can pre-order it on Amazon now, actually.
Great. Again, yeah. I've been talking with Lisa Faye Cootley.
Thanks so much for having me, Dan.